I had another idea in mind for my homily, but God in His providential goodness had allowed me to enter into prayer with a thought that He had been putting in my mind for the last couple of days. And I would like to invite you to travel back to 2 millennia ago. The Roman Empire, we all know, was very powerful and very extensive, right? And if we any of us ever visit Rome, or at least see any videos of Rome, we would see the Colosseum. And the Colosseum was a form, for me, both a form of manipulation and control of the populace or the populations. Why? Number one, all of the legions, all the soldiers, all the army would go out and capture and suppress people who try to stage an uprising against the empire. And those captured people would become slaves, slaves to either serve the Romans or to be used as means of entertainment at the Colosseum. So it's what a form of using the suppressed people in order to control and entertain the general populace. The Colosseum was built in order to provide means of entertainment, so that people would be distracted from reality, right? From their misery as well at their state of life. So that at least this distraction, this deflection, or this entertainment get become something that people are used to. And if you keep the people happy enough, they won't uprise against you. That's what the Roman Empire logic. And that's why they built different forms of entertainment so that people can always keep their mind preoccupied. And we see this nowadays in our society too, my brothers and sisters, with social media, with sports, with entertainment, with the internet, with TV, and all those means. We are being distracted, in order to really fill our mind with a lot of things. And oftentimes nowadays we think that we're better than the people in the past because we're more educated, more progressive, or this and that, because we are somehow better because we're in the 21st centuries, not like those ignorant people in the past. But you see the form that that our government or our society is using in order to distract us, instead of really giving us the time to go deeper. My point at this, my brothers and sisters, too often time we would rather chase the shallow things and fill our mind with gratifying means. But at the end of the day, how many of us really take the time to know who we are and to grow in that identity and that mission and that purpose and that love that God has for us? My brothers and sisters, the second reading today from the first letter to St. John, he invited us to see that we are God's children. Do we know what it means to be God's children? Do we know what it means to be God's beloved? Do we know our belovedness in Him? Or are we still chasing and filling our mind, our time, and our lives with shallow things? And St. John said clearly that the world do not know God because they're too preoccupied. They're too lost. They're too miserable. They're too hopeless. We see a lot of vocal people. We see a lot of people who are unhappy, but yet they're too cowardice, or they're too controlling. They're not humble enough to die to themselves, die to their ego, and seek the truth. Seek Him. Seek love. My brothers and sisters, St. John said in his own beautiful words, "Beloved, see what love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we may be called children of God." Are you proud to be children of God? Or are you proud to be this or that label? How are you and I living as children of God? How are you and I living so that we are free from the shallow things of this world, so that we know who we are and know our belovedness in God? The gospel reading reminds us in similar way that the good shepherds laid down his life for his sheep. Jesus laid down his life for us. He loved us until the very end. He never gave up on us. He always pursued us, calling us back. Even the ones that are arrogant, the ones that are lost, the ones that are confused, the ones that are very adamant about finding and living their own way. That's what a shepherd is, my brothers and sisters, to seek the lost, to seek the new ways to always taking care of the flock. Not just like hirelings or workers, the good shepherds know his flock, know his sheep by name, and know their attitude, their personalities, as well as their struggles. This is what God called me to do, and I struggle with it each day, my brothers and sisters, to be a good shepherd, in emulation and trying to reflect the love that the good shepherd have for me. It's not always easy because people are very opinionated and demanding, outspoken, as well as vocal on too many things, especially on this election year itself. But my brothers and sisters, I am who I am today, not because of other people's opinions, not because of what they tell me to be. It took me a very long time to recognize that and to grow and to mature and to dig deeper in order to know my belovedness in God. For the longest time ever, I struggle in trying to know who I am, especially as an immigrant, especially as someone that do not look, speak, or act like what people would say, quote unquote, an American. For the longest time ever, I tried to fit in both in my own motherland, Vietnam, because I was not with the rest of the people who joined the Communist Party, who were able to live a better life because their parents, their families belonged to the party. I felt isolated or somehow a second-class citizen when I was in Vietnam because of my family's heroic stance as well as their commitment to the Christian faith and their involvement with the Vietnam War. You know, I didn't understand that when I was in Vietnam. And when I went to America, I tried to fit in so much because I didn't want to be like that second-class citizens anymore. And for the longest time ever, I just want to be like an American. And I struggle so much to understand what it means to be an American. But I then found out that I can never be like what an American on the outside looked like. Who I am today, my journey, my background, my identity, all of my struggles, all of my past, all of my imperfection, all of my brokenness, all that I am, glorify God. And it has been God's grace where I am today. In the first reading today, St. Peter says clearly to the elders, to the people, to everyone who listened to him, that we are saved not by the government, not by what we do, not by what other people think of us or wants of us, but we are saved in the name of Christ Jesus, the Nazareans, who have died for us, who offer himself up to be crucified for us, whom God raised from the dead, and in his name we are healed, we are reconciled, and we are now become adopted children of God. The Son of God came to live like us in all things but sin, to show us who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, to show us our belovedness, and our identity, our mission, our purpose of who we are, not defined by this world, but defined by God, who had first loved us, who pursued us, who always calls back even when we were lost. My brothers and sisters, the Son of God, the Good Shepherd, who have taught us that he knows us by name, and he calls us by name even when we're lost. Do we, as his sheep, the member of his flock, do we hear his voice? Do we listen to him? And do we return back to him when he calls out? The Lord said clearly, the Father loves him because he laid down his life for others. He laid it down for us, my brothers and sisters. Will we lay down our ego, our fears, our reservation, our humanity for him? Will we lay down everything that we have in order to love him with all of our heart? Beloved, see what love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. This is what St. John said to us today. This is my encouragement for you today. Not to be stuck with what the world wants of us, but to know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, as the flock that belong to Christ Jesus, as his disciples, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we become instrumental in professing our faith, in radiating this faith, and allowing this faith to change us deep from within and bring other people to him as well.